Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome to the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves via the Talking Chop Podcast Network. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are having a wonderful start to your Wednesday. You can find myself at StatsSEC. You can find all the great podcast content, as well as all of the content in general from Talking Chop at TalkingChop.com and at Talking Chop across all forms of social media. The Braves came into Tuesday evening looking to expand on their newly found sole possession of first place in the NL East. When it comes to Atlanta, when it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from Atlanta. So the Braves had stepped right up to the plate, literally, and done what they have continued to do throughout August on Monday. Another big blowout victory, 12-2, over a team that this Braves team should regularly beat in the Florida Marlins. A great outing from Touki Toussaint, another game in which all three aspects of the team, the starting rotation, the bullpen, and obviously the offense, stepped up, had a balanced attack, every part of it was effective, and they got a convincing victory. Well, Tuesday not only brought with it a 1.5 game lead over the Phillies and a 2.5 game lead over the Mets, but a 3.5 game lead over the Mets, but also it came with the return of Waskar Yanoa, who had been a saving grace, a revelation through the first 6 weeks to 2 months of the season before unfortunately injuring his hand out of frustration about 3 months ago. While many were obviously liking the idea of Waskar Yanoa being back in the rotation, he was a needed infusion of arm talent into a rotation that has performed quite well over the past few months. It seemed like that it would be fair to expect a bit of rust, but that actually was not the case from Waskar Yanoa at all. Both he and his counterpart last night, Sandy Alcantara, were absolutely on top of their games. It was a pitching battle from the start, through and through. As a matter of fact, the Braves, Alcantara, he went 7 complete innings without allowing a run, while the Braves, due to contributions from Yanoa, Tyler Matzek, Chris Martin, and up through the first 7 innings of the game was scoreless. Nobody scored a run throughout the first 7 innings of the game due to the excellent pitching of Waskar Yanoa and the support from the Braves bullpen, and also on the Marlins side, Sandy Alcantara. Well, the great thing about it is this, is that obviously the Braves' offense was struggling to a level that it had not regularly struggled in August. But besides the fact that they had struggled, the Braves' offense kept at it, and they finally started to break through in the top of the 8th inning. In the top of the 8th inning, the Braves were able to get some noise started as Abraham Almonte walked and then stole second base on an Ozzie Albies strikeout. After a wild pitch by Alcantara, Jorge Soler, who had been contributing in big ways due to his power, got a clutch line drive single to the opposite field to make the score 1-0. Luke Jackson came on in the bottom of the 8th inning and was able to keep the Marlins quiet due to a double play grounded into by Miguel Rojas. Well, then in the top of the 9th inning, with Will Smith coming on, who certainly has been very shaky as of late, the Braves were able to get a big insurance run off the bat of Austin Riley. Another excellent moment of production from Riley as him and Dansby Swanson and others have consistently stepped up. It seems like each and every game, it's one of the same 4 or 5 players who steps up and delivers for this Braves team. And tonight it was Austin Riley getting a big insurance run. And Will Smith was able to ride that momentum to a very convincing, very satisfying clean inning with 2 strikeouts to get the win for the Braves and Waskar Yanoa. Obviously, it was a big deal as Waskar Yanoa stepping back into the rotation spot that once was held by Kyle Muller, who had been struggling as of late. The Braves were able to bring back in an arm that they hopefully can rely upon to continue to be yet another starting pitcher who consistently puts this Braves team in a position to win. And it was needed tonight. Every bit of the performance from Yanoa as well as the four relievers that supported him was needed for the Braves to get this victory. A big victory as they now have won 11 of their past 13. To really make some headway in expanding their lead in the NL East. But now as the Braves have put this amount of winning together over such a long stretch, you're also starting to see this team gain confidence in the different ways in which it could win. If the Braves would have had this type of performance even 3 weeks ago, and obviously beyond that, this season, if they would have had this type of performance where basically the Braves' offense was shut down for seven innings and they were going to have to find some way to create runs, generate a run with situational hitting, you would have no confidence at all in the offense or the bullpen to be able to get that done. But the thing about it is this, is that over this stretch of games where they won 11 of their past 13, it's been the Braves' offense that's been the main reason why. A lot of the games have been taken care of just fine because the Braves' offense has been doing so good, one of the best in the majors in the month of August. But it was the pitching staff tonight that really stepped up, both the starting rotation as well as the bullpen. And the fact that you were able to do that with the pitcher coming back for the first time in 3 months, plus the bullpen supported him, especially with a solid, clean inning from Will Smith, the Braves are now getting to an area of the season. They're gaining confidence that they can win in multiple ways. They haven't had that confidence all season long. The fan base, rightfully, hasn't had that confidence in this team all season long. But if the Braves can play with that type of confidence, where for some reason one of the aspects of their team is not performing to its capability, but it's picked up by the other two aspects of the team, that is a highly, highly advantageous mindset and source of confidence for a team that will be playing tougher teams. And that's the type of confidence a team needs to have to really be able to pull off the unexpected when it comes to the stretch run trying to win a division as well as trying to win postseason games. The fact that the Braves were able to win the game that they won tonight the way that they did when their offense, which has been their calling card this month, was not on its A game, that is a big, big development and a big confidence boost for this Braves team. The other thing that you have to hope is that eventually Ian Anderson is likely going to come back and will be replacing Touki Toussaint in the lineup or in the rotation. When that happens, another confidence boost for this Braves team is that you now rightfully have to start feeling very good about your team's chances to win at least three of the five times you go through your starting rotation each turn. You feel confident anytime Charlie Morton and Max Fried, your two aces, are out there on the mound. But with Ian Anderson coming back, and even until he comes back with how Touki Toussaint has pitched, there's likely going to be three to four times going forward where the Braves have to like their chances a lot when it comes to their starting rotation facing the opposition with how well this offense is performing. So it's not only the fact that the Braves are gaining confidence in knowing they can win games in multiple ways, even if one of the aspects of their team is not on their A game, but also the fact that the Braves now have high confidence that any time out, they likely are going to be put in a good position by their starting pitchers. That's the type of confidence and that's the type of resourcefulness you want to be as a team that's looking to really, really establish itself at the top of its division during the stretch run of a baseball season.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So obviously the Braves have continued to find a lot of different success when it comes to basically not only putting the baseball over the fence, when it comes to home runs, putting the ball in play when it needs to, when it comes to situational hitting, but also, of course, the impressive performance from both the starting staff as well as the bullpen. Well, they're going to be right back at it tonight as the Braves will face off against the Marlins with the chance to earn a series sweep. It's going to be Charlie Morton, who has emerged as is possibly one of the most consistent Braves pitchers in terms of how often, how consistently he's been good at putting the Braves in a position to win. He's been one of the better pitchers in recent memory who does that time in and time out. He'll take the mound for the Braves against the Florida Marlins and highly intriguing young arm, Jesus Luzardo. Now, the Marlins, in my opinion, got one of the best returns at the 2021 trade deadline when in the trade that sent Starlin Marte to the Oakland A's, they got in return Jesus Luzardo. Now, obviously, Luzardo has dealt with a bit of injuries. He's not been effective at all this year, but he is a very, very highly intriguing arm. And though the Braves have had their way against left-handers over the past few weeks, he certainly is an arm that they're going to have to take advantage of whenever they get the chance in a matchup where the Braves, while you do feel confident, you're going to certainly see a young pitcher, a young, very talented pitcher, step up and want to perform against one of the hottest teams in the majors. Obviously, the other big thing is that with the Braves playing their game tomorrow, they then will go into an off day, hopefully multiple games in front in the NL East division lead. And obviously, if they're able to earn a series sweep, that'll be a big development as the Braves will then go into a weekend series against the Baltimore Orioles, a team that has now lost 13 of it, or I believe they've lost 13 in a row themselves. Though the Braves have certainly done great winning 11 out of their past 13, they really need to win 3 out of their last 4 games or 4 out of their last 4 games of this week, remaining this week, 1 against the Marlins and then 3 against the Orioles before they run into a tough stretch against some of the NL West teams, including the Dodgers and the Giants, to close out August and start September. You have to feel highly confident the Braves will accomplish that goal, but obviously it takes one game at a time, and with Charlie Morton on the mound, and then of course Max Fried taking the ball in the opening game of the series in Baltimore, it's going to be a lot of fun to see what this Braves team can do. Obviously, it's the offense that has been continuing to deliver, but the starting staff in the bullpen certainly has delivered as well on a consistent basis. Another development to continue to watch is not only Ian Anderson potentially returning in the near future, but Eddie Rosario, outfielder Eddie Rosario, who the Braves acquired at the trade deadline for Pablo Sandoval. He could also, in the next week, be making his return to the majors for Atlanta. At that point, it's going to get kind of interesting to see how the Braves may align their offenses against different matchups. But with Eddie Rosario, Jock Peterson, as well as Adam Duvall and Jorge Soler, you have to feel confident that that quartet of outfielders certainly puts you in a position to win, and especially supporting what has become the best infield in the major leagues. It's an exciting time to be a Braves fan. We're able to confidently say we can win games in multiple ways, and when everything is clicking, we are playing like one of the best teams in the majors, and it could not come at a better time as the Braves have grabbed sole possession of the NL East lead, and hopefully will continue to expand their lead through the rest of this week. Thanks so much for joining us on this edition of the Daily Hammer. You can find this show, plus the Talking Chop podcast with Brad Rowland and Scott Coleman, as well as the Road to Atlanta podcast with names such as Eric Cole, Matt Powers, and Garrett Spain, all across all forms of social media at Talking Chop and, of course, at TalkingChop.com. My name is Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. It's been a pleasure talking with you once again. Go Braves! Hopefully, we'll have plenty to talk about. Though it'll be an off date on Thursday, hopefully we'll have plenty to celebrate via another series sweep. Until then, we'll talk to you again soon here on the Daily Hammer.